News Talk 1620 WTAW, 2 hours of comments in yesterday's College Station School Board's latest workshop regarding redrawing boundaries of College Station High School and Consolidated High School. One item that everyone appeared to agree on is that they didn't like the idea of having to move students who could walk or bike to College Station High School. Let's summarize those comments, first of all, from College Station School Board President Jeff Harris.
Perception of our schools is an issue, and we don't want to, in essence, if we feel like there is a negative perception we need to correct, well, we don't need to go so far necessarily that it swings it the other way, and I'm sensitive to that, so that causes me some angst. I mean, I look at it, okay, that's option one. If you don't like that approach, okay, what's next? Well, I look at option three. It's the reverse side of that coin, I think. And I mean, that one, the thing that number one gives me heartache before you even get to that is the number of walkers and bikers that are moved under that plan. I mean, that just doesn't sit well with me.
Next, board member Michael Wesson.
I mean, I think I said in the last meeting, I think we've got to have a conversation about walkability versus longer driving times for people who are already in buses or cars in order to get where they're going. I just fundamentally have a really hard time rezoning people who are within walking distance of their high school that we are currently not providing buses to. And I'm not saying that there's not an exception to that, but just broadly speaking, I don't know. I mean, there's just something inside me that says that's just not a good call. Because starting to provide bus service to areas of the city that we're not already doing that to, and I have no doubt that not every single kid in those areas walks and bikes to school. I mean, I don't think any of us are under that perception. But the truth is they're on their own, they're in their own accord to get school. And we don't have to worry about them. So whether they're walking or busing or taking a car or doing biking, whatever it is, not busing, biking, they're close enough to where we consider them neighborhood communities around the high school.
Next is Geraldine Nolan.
It's easier when you're closer, even if they don't walk. So the walkability section, even if they don't walk, it's a lot easier for them to ask for a ride from somebody because it is in such close proximity to that school. It's only half of a mile or a mile out of someone's way, maybe. So even if they're not walking, I think it's easier to get help, which, I mean, I could go into my... I do have a spiel. I'm waiting for the right time.
Good luck finding that right time.
I know.
We all can empathize.
Next is Carol Barrett.
I think I said last time I struggle moving kids. I can walk and bike. But clearly, we've gotten a lot of email from that neighborhood, too, saying that there are reasons that people choose to live there for that very reason. And it is tough, even though, you know, would we provide transportation, but then that's an added cost to the district in that respect, too, that people, I mean, you know, it's that, too. Deep down inside, that's the number one thing I've concluded in all my thinking and staying up at night, that I struggle to move those walkers and riders. So then if we have that, then where does that then, where does that now lead us? For you as the district and maybe some of these other things that you've been looking at, if we take those walkers and riders out, then, you know, what's the next direction if we all were to agree on that?
Next is Quinn Williams.
I would agree with Michael and Carol as far as moving the walkers and bike riders. I would have to be, I'd have to have a pretty good argument to convince me to do that. I would like to, I have a hard time looking at those plans at all. If there's a way we could modify those plans so the walkers and bike riders didn't have to move, then I would be open to that. But I'm having a real hard time with that concept.
Next is Michael Schaefer.
I think I would agree with that also, especially the ones closer to the College Station High School.
And wrapping up, comments from school board member Mike Nugent.
Again, it doesn't surprise me that no one up here thinks it's a good idea to move people who can walk to school. And I agree with that. I think a lot of the people who've spoke at the forum, a lot of the people who've written emails have made really good cases. And again, there's just kind of the common sense of it as well. but with that said, Mr. Harris, I think you said our choices are we're looking at walkability and we're looking at longer drive times. Well, either one of those sound good? I mean, I know I said it last week. It's there's something to really not like in all four options. And I think it's longer drive times and it's the walkers and the bike riders, or they're on a longboard. And I know, hey, there was one. I saw one today.
Almost half of the public speakers last week representing parents of future and or current College Station High School students called on the board to grandfather this year's eighth graders from any changes in boundaries. Only one comment was brought up during the school board discussion last night, and that came from Superintendent Clark Ely.
We would love to have a conversation once we get kind of narrowed down on a couple of the options moving forward. We can go and we can show you the impact of grandfathering as it's currently recommended. And then if the board wants to consider something that's less restrictive, what impact that could have. And we could have those conversations. I think that's what the board was alluding to at the beginning of the meeting last week.
Just to make sure we avoid miscommunication, when you say current 9th and 10th graders, the reason you didn't say other students like juniors or seniors is because they will no longer be in school when these are technically effective. Is that accurate?
That is certainly our intent, sir, yes.
Okay.
To graduate all of them.
So we're not moving juniors. Okay.
Also noted from last night's school board discussion, comments from board members Michael Schaefer and Carol Barrett about those who are interested in boundary adjustments should also make their feelings known about school district issues in general to the state legislature.
I hope we get to the point after this is done that we channel a lot of the frustration and energy, if you want to call it that, that's in the community, and bring that to Austin and let them know. You know, I don't think there's a lot of people realize, is it next year that the city of College Station ISD is going to be supporting 100% of the education for our kids? I think, you know, once we get this tackled, I think that needs to be put some of that energy going to Austin.
And I'm telling you, Austin wouldn't know what to do with all this. They wouldn't. And you know what? People do. I'm going to ride that pony right there, because that is a great point. We need our community to be just as upset, if not more upset, about what's going on in Austin and what it's doing to your tax dollars as you are about this rezoning. Because I promise you, it's a lot worse. This is a good problem to have. It's an unfortunate one, but it's a good problem to have, and the problem that we got there is not a good problem.
On the College Station School District's website, csisd.org, you can go through all the videos of all the board workshops and last week's public hearing, as well as go through now what are six different options presented to the school board in adjusting boundaries of College Station High School and Consolidated High School. And online at WTAW.com, you can also go back and listen to this morning's interview on the Infomaniacs with School Board President Jeff Harris. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.